USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Officials say the latest derailment in Ohio does not pose any safety concerns. It comes a month after another Norfolk Southern train carrying hazardous materials derailed in the town of East Palestine. President Biden is set to deliver his upcoming budget proposal during a visit to Philadelphia this week. He'll hold a campaign-style event on Thursday. The White House says Biden will talk about plans to invest in America, continue to lower costs for families, protect and strengthen Social Security and Medicare, and reduce the deficit. Congressional leaders known as the Gang of Eight were given a flavor of what's in the classified documents found on the properties of President Biden, former President Trump, and former Vice President Mike Pence. Intelligence Committee Chairman Ohio Representative Mike Turner on NBC's Meet the Press.
One of the things we know is that the FBI is not being forthcoming. They're not giving us the information. They're claiming that it's going to affect the outcome of their investigation, which of course it can't, because the people who are the targets of their investigation know what are in those documents.
The bipartisan group had their first briefing on the materials last week. The Texas Tech men's basketball coach has been suspended for a racially insensitive comment.
According to the university, head coach Mark Adams used a biblical verse that included slaves serving their masters during an individual coaching session with a player on the team. Adams was originally issued a written reprimand after apologizing for his comment. The school's director of athletics later decided to suspend Adams and conduct an investigation of Adams' interactions with players and staff. Adams is white, while neither the identity nor the race of the player was revealed. I'm Dave Collins.
Roughly 10 million people are under winter weather alerts as more snow hits parts of the western U.S. Snow fell in the mountains of California today. Recent storms that slammed Southern California prompted a state of emergency in more than a dozen counties late last week. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Incidents of border crossings are up, but not where you'd expect them.
When you hear about border crossings, you automatically think of Mexico, not Canada. But migrants are coming into the U.S. illegally through Swanton, Vermont, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Apprehensions and migrant encounters at the Canadian border have jumped nearly 850%. I'm Corey Myers.
The last original member of an iconic Southern rock band is dead. Leonard Skinner guitarist Gary Rossington died Sunday at the age of 71, according to a statement from the band. Rossington survived the 1977 plane crash that claimed the lives of three band members, but suffered numerous broken bones. A specific cause of death has not been revealed. A single winning Powerball ticket is in someone's hands in Virginia. Saturday night's jackpot was worth $161 million. A ticket worth $1 million was sold in Texas. With the next drawing on Monday, the jackpot will reset to $20 million. The Bear, Better Call Saul, and Hacks, among the TV shows that won at tonight's Writers Guild of America Awards. On the film side, Women Talking took the prize for adapted screenplay. The Oscars take place 1 week from tonight. Creed III easily winning in its opening weekend with nearly $60 million at the domestic box office. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.